In October, 8 young Jamaicans left the island to participate in the 2017 Young Leaders of the Americas initiative, YLI, in the United States, a program aimed at empowering Latin American and Caribbean business and social entrepreneurs. Three YLI fellows were recently guests of JIS Radio Studio 58A. They are creative activist and entrepreneur Randy McLaren, president and co-founder of Good Deeds Foundation, Kiddist McCoy, and Carrie Lee Dixon, founder of For Woman to Woman, a digital resources platform for young females. On today's program, the final in our Youth Month series, our guests weigh in on the do's and don'ts of social media and how this powerful tool can be leveraged for business and personal development.
So we're into the realm of social media ethics. What to put out there, what to keep back. Who wants to take that one first? Kiddies.
That is my topic, you know, because I'm very big on personal branding, right? And people will say, you know, it's your page, you can post what you feel like posting. But nowadays, if you realize social media is your resume. I remember when I applied for YLI.
What is YLI for the persons who
Young Leaders of the Americas Initiative, the fellowship program that was launched by Obama 2 years ago. So we just returned. When we were applying last year, they asked us for all our handles, for Twitter, for Instagram, and for Facebook, when we were filling out the application form. So the mere fact that we're sitting here means that the U.S. Department of State, in their selection process, went through our social media pages and approved of what they saw to select us for the program. So people might say, oh, it's just internet. But guess what? It does have a ripple effect. It's always going to be there, even if you think you delete it. So it's very important that the footprint that we leave on social media is positive and is making a good impact.
And what you put on social media, what you put on the internet, never disappears.
Never.
A lot of our young people are getting into trouble because of what they post. And you realize, a couple years down the line,
It resurfaces.
Did we know 5 years ago when you were posting on Facebook that years you could have looked and saw what you posted? You didn't even think about that. Sometimes when you post something, you just do it all for the likes. It's what popular now. So you post it and you get 100 likes. But you know, at the end of the day, it's like, should I really have posted that?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's too late. It's done.
How important is social media in putting your brand out there? Maybe I want to start a business. Maybe I want to start a foundation or talk about how social media has helped you in your branding.
Okay. As Kitty said earlier, personal branding is very important. And as a performer, as an entrepreneur, all the different platforms have played a significant role in helping to build the brands. Randy McLaren, creative activist, or Breche, or Articulate, which is a performing arts group, Breche now the bags. The first bag that we made, this is how we started. We made the bag. When we thought it was good enough, we posted it on Instagram, we posted it on Facebook, and that's when we started getting our first orders. And that's how the company was started. It wasn't through a big advertising campaign on traditional media. It was through social media. Social media is there, and the beautiful thing about it is that once you have a phone, you can use social media, and anybody else who has a phone and access to internet can communicate with them. And then I can stay in Jamaica and target customers overseas. If I want to target those in the diaspora market, I can use social media, Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising to target those specific locations.
So it's also e-commerce.
It's e-commerce. It's money.
One of the things I did recently since this year was reaching out. So put yourself in events, go into more events, and if you see somebody that, oh, I really want to learn from them, send them an email. Hi, I'd love you to be my mentor. It's as simple as that.
And send a Facebook
message. Tell them
message.
Why. LinkedIn. Yes. Listen, LinkedIn is the place.
LinkedIn is the boss right now.
LinkedIn is the place to be.
One of the things we learned on YLI before going there that was we had to develop our LinkedIn profile. So if you had one already, you had to update it with a recent photo, with your accolades, etc. And even going there, I realized I walked up to the CEO of Atlas Corp last week on at a reception. I introduced myself to him. I handed him my business card. And the following day, he sent me a request on LinkedIn. Now, the CEO of Atlas Corp, that's a big deal, sent me a LinkedIn request. But guess what? It was because I walked up to him and I introduced myself. I spoke to him, had a conversation. And I guess you remember that conversation. And without even me asking him to be my mentor, I'm not following him on LinkedIn. I have access to him. If I want to send him a message or ask him something, it's right there. So like Carrie said, put yourself in the spaces where you will meet these kind of people who will be able to uplift and empower you.
That was an excerpt from our Substance Over Hype Youth Month series. Watch the full interview on the Jamaica Information Service JIS Facebook page.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.